Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Tia Pugh Talks the Podcast. I'm your host, Tia Pugh, a speaker, businesswoman, and international mentor. I'm so glad to have you today. You could be listening to anything in the world, but you decided to come listen to your girl for a while. So thank you. If it's your first time, I appreciate you for stopping by. You're the bomb, girl. We want to take a moment to thank our friends over at Abella Eyewear for sponsoring today's episode. Abella Eyewear is a super chic, very trendy, but a little edgy eyewear company. You should check them out at abellaeyewear.com. That's ABELLA eyewear.com. Oh yes, perk alert. If you want to go over there and order up a whole bunch of stuff, what I need you to do is use this little coupon code TIAPUTALKS. Now that's going to get you 30% off of your entire order. So you can thank me later. All right. Be sure to connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at TIAPUTALKS. TIAPUTALKS. That is Tia Pugh Talks. If you would like to sponsor a show or would like to inquire about other business relations, email us info@tiapughtalks.com. One of the staff members will be in touch. For booking apparel or to sew into the podcast, visit tiapughtalks.com. All right, so today's topic is encourage yourself. So let's get straight on into this thing. Now, sometimes you don't have nobody to encourage you, and all you got is yourself, okay? You lonely, you lowly, you're tired, you're worn out. But it's just you, and you have to keep going. So you can't give up. So you gotta keep pushing, right? So there comes some times when you have to really, truly learn to encourage yourself, despite of what may be going on in your life, what it may look like, what you may feel like. If you heard the song Encourage Yourself, then you would definitely know what I'm talking about. So if you haven't heard that, make sure you go to YouTube and type in Encourage Yourself, okay, and check it out. But I want to go ahead and talk about these 3 points that I really want to touch on tonight. The very first one is to be nice. Now, when I say be nice, I mean to yourself. Stop being so hard on yourself. Because, I mean, a lot of times we mess up, okay? We mess up, we miss the mark. You are human. There will actually be a few times where you miss the mark, where you be completely off. I mean, way off. You be like down the street, around the corner, over across another city, another state off. Do you hear what I'm saying? And I'm sorry to have to really break this to you and tell you this, but I have to tell you the honest to God truth. That's what I'm here for, to keep it really real with you. I wouldn't be a good sister if I didn't, okay? So I'm just here to tell you the truth, that every time you do something or every time you step out trying to believe in God and to fully walk in your purpose, everything is not always going to be like you thought it was going to be, okay? So don't throw yourself down the stairs, because when you mess up, the world is already ready to beat you up, okay? So you don't really need to be trying to beat yourself up, because the world is already standing there waiting like, yeah, you gonna fail, you ain't gonna make it, I can't wait until you fall off. So I can remind you that You was never going to make it. You were never going to succeed. You were never going to be anything in life. But you can't be the one also telling yourself that, okay? You can't be the one in the background saying, yeah, they said that you was never going to fail, or bringing this stuff back up to your remembrance and saying, oh, yeah, you know, remember such and such said that you are never going to be nothing in fourth grade. And look, here you are, you 25. You thought you was going to be married. You thought you was going to have a house and kids and be in your dream career with your dream car and all of these various things. No. Don't even do that to yourself. Don't wear yourself down like that. You're going to have to learn that after you mess up, you're going to have to pick yourself up and you're going to have to start all over again. And for your information, starting all over again is not a bad thing. People start all over at different ages. Everybody has certain plans for their life and where they feel as though they should be at a certain age and time and season and X, Y, and Z. But you have to realize that everybody's story is not the same and everybody's path is not the same, and that's okay. That's okay if Keisha is married at 25 and she got her whole family and kids and dream car and dream, and you're 30 and you still trying to figure out what you gonna do with your life. It's okay. Hey, or you might have just lost everything at 30 and you might be starting over. It's okay. And let me just remind you again, it's okay to be starting all over at whatever age, whatever space, whatever place it is that you are in life. You have to realize again, your story is not their story. Your story is not going to look the same as Sarah, Mindy's, Keisha's, and Tasha's, okay? Everybody's story is not going to look the same, and that's okay. You have to be comfortable with having a different story than everybody else, and maybe starting over at a place in your life where you felt like you were at the most high, where you felt like you couldn't get any higher. And you, oh shoot, I done lost everything at this point in my life where I felt like I had everything all together, and I had everything rocking and everything was going in my favor. It's okay. Okay. So y'all, I want to go ahead and move on to my second point, being that you should take a list of all of your blessings. So go ahead and write down all of your blessings, and even the small ones, okay? Even the small ones. You can write down the big ones, but even write down the small ones, because sometimes I feel like we really discount the small things that happen in our life, and the small things to us that God does and that He aligns for us. So make sure that you write those down too. One thing I like to do is create a blessing jar or a compliments jar. This is something that I do for myself. I consider it to be a part of my self-care routine, which is something that we will definitely be talking about very soon, self-care, because that's a very, very, very important thing. But what I do is I write down all of the blessings that I can possibly think of. I mean, God has bless me just by waking me up this morning. That's could be something small to you, something big to you, I don't know, but that's a blessing, honey, because that means you still have purpose. You still have something in this earth that you have to do because you're still here. You still have breath in your body. There's still somebody somewhere waiting for you to do what it is that God has called you to do, so they can do what God has called them to do. If you didn't know, somebody's tied to you, and you not doing what God called you to do is holding them back from doing what God called them to do. FYI. Okay. Side note, sorry. But for real, I write these down and I put them in a jar. Now, when do I pull them out? I pull them out when I feel down, when I feel like I'm ready to throw in the towel. And They don't always have to be in a jar, too. They can be in a shoebox. They can be in an envelope. They can be in whatever it is that you have, honey. Because sometimes people don't got no mason jar. Some people don't got no shoebox. Some people don't got no envelope. I mean, whatever it is that you can store them in, okay? But pull them out when you are feeling at your lowest point, okay? When you're feeling like, I'm over this. I am about to walk away. And I'm going to be content with walking away because God is not doing what it is that he said he was going to do for me. Pull this jar, box, envelope, whatever it is, out and start pulling out those blessings one by one and reading what they are. Y'all, this is going to give you some strength. This is going to give you some strength to carry on because it's going to remind you of that time when God came through when you thought he wouldn't come through for you. That time when you were maybe at a similar place to where you are when you're pulling that jar out. It's going to remind you that you are blessed. That even though you can't seem to feel it, you can't seem to recognize it, you cannot even fathom being considered to be a blessed person at this point in time in your life. But that jar is going to remind you and bring to your remembrance that no matter what you're going through right now, you are blessed. And while you may not have everything that you want, you have everything that you need. And God has provided for you in the past, and that God will provide for you again. That you are not going to go without. That you are going to accomplish the very thing that he told you that he wants you to do, okay? We must remember that God's word will not return unto him void, and our circumstances will have us thinking otherwise. So this really is pushing me into my third point that I want to talk about, and that is to be patient. Be patient. Be patient with yourself. This goes back to my very first point when I'm talking about you messing up and, you know, not always being perfect or missing the mark. Be patient with yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Love on yourself, honey. The world is always ready to tear you down, beat you up, chew you up, spit you out, stomp on you. So you have to be able to love yourself and pour into yourself and nourish your mind and things of that nature, because everybody is not gonna do that for you. So you have to be willing to do it for yourself. And also, be patient with your situation. Oh my gosh, I know that this can be one of the hardest things to do, is to be patient in a situation that is not changing, that is not moving, that is not going in your favor. I know that this can be extremely hard. Imagine me homeless for 5 years, just really frustrated, like, God, why isn't anything moving for me? Why isn't anything changing for me? Like, I feel like I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do. Why aren't you doing your part? You know, why aren't you doing your part? And there were some times when I did get frustrated to that point, but I had to collect myself and recognize who I was talking to, first of all. And then, second of all, realizing that this might not be about me. This might be bigger than me. I might need this testimony so I can tell somebody later on down the road, look, I was homeless for X amount of years. I went through this for X amount of years. And eventually, I made it out. So therefore, I know for a fact that you can make it out to. And I know things don't always go as planned or move as fast as we would like, which can be extremely frustrating, can make you upset, make you mad, make you heated, make you want to throw in the towel, honey, make you want to wring somebody's neck, think I don't know. But you have to be patient, because through it all, y'all, God is by your side. Whether you believe it or not, He is by your side. Just think back to when you were waiting on a particular blessing. Just think about it for a minute. Just take a moment to think back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The wait seemed like it was forever, right? It seemed like God was never going to come through. Never come through. But you better believe it. Like they say back in the day, God may not come when you want him to, but when he do come, honey, he's always on time. Ha, sha-ta-ta. Okay, let me calm down. But for real, he may not come through as fast as you like him to, but honey, when he do come through, he always come through in a major way, right or wrong. You ain't got to answer. I answer it for you. Right. He always comes through in a major way. He always has your back. He's always making moves behind the scenes on your behalf. I mean, he's even now as we're sitting here, you know, you're listening to this podcast, you're hearing my voice. Even under the sound of my voice, God is blocking things that you don't see. Okay? God is blocking things that you don't see. He's protecting you from the evil angels and the principalities and high places and darkness and wickedness. Honey, you have no idea what God is doing right now on your behalf, and the angels that are fighting in the heavenly realms. Do you hear me? On your behalf. I mean, we go through some stuff. You hear me? We go through some stuff. But we could be going through a whole lot more if God was not working on our behalf. Do you feel what I'm saying? There are so many things going on that we don't even ever have to realize or face or fight, because God is fighting for us. So yes, you may be going through some things right now, or you may be feeling down right now, or you may be feeling discouraged right now, but honey, it could always be worse. It could always be worse. So I want you to be encouraged on today. Okay? Be encouraged on today. I hope and pray that this has encouraged you. This has helped you. This has pushed you. This has really enlightened you. And you know how I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to pray us out. Holla, holla. Yes. So let's go boldly before the throne of grace on tonight. Father God, we just thank you for this day. Lord God, we give you honor and praise. God, we thank you that we have direct access to you, Lord God, that we don't have to go to anybody else to come to you, God, but we can come straight to you and enter into your presence, Lord God. We thank you for that, God. We ask that you would forgive us of anything that we have done, knowing and unknowingly, Lord God, that would cause hurt to you, Lord God. I ask that you would clean us up, Lord God, present us to you without blemish or wrinkle, Lord God. Make us whole again. Make us white as snow again, Lord God, and set our minds on the things that are above, Lord God, and help us to continue this walk in this fight, Lord God, down here on earth, Lord God, for your glory. Help us be nice to ourselves, Lord God. Help us not beat up on ourselves and encourage ourselves and pour good things into ourselves and speak life into ourselves, Lord God. Give us the words to speak, Lord God. Give us enlightening ways to see ourselves, Lord God, that we normally wouldn't see ourselves. Healthy, hallelujah, healthy ways in seeing ourselves and speak to ourselves in a healthy language, Lord God. I ask that you would give us patience in this season, Lord God, as we go out and do what it is that you have called us to do, Lord God. I also ask that you would give us strength, hallelujah. Strength to endure everything that the enemy is combating us with, Lord God, and teach those that don't know how to pray in this season how to pray, Lord God, how to go boldly before the throne, Lord God, and to tell that enemy to go back to the pits of hell in which he came, and he does not have any authority over our finances, our lives, our destinies, our purpose, our houses, Lord God, our minds, Lord God. We rebuke him right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord, for what what you are doing in this season of our lives, Lord God. We grab hold of what it is that you have for us in the spiritual realm, Lord God, and we loose it now. Hallelujah, God. We loose it now. We loose the blessings right now, God, in the atmosphere, Lord God. We're reaching up and we're pulling down. We're reaching up and we're pulling down blessings in this season, Lord God. So we thank you in advance, Lord God. We give you praise right now for the various things that you are going to be doing in our lives in this season, Lord God, because we know that we are on divine assignment. We know that you have great and mighty things stored up for us, Lord God. So we just loose those things in the atmosphere, Lord God, and we grab hold of them right now. Hallelujah. And you know what? We won't be like the 10 leper, Lord God, that forgot that you blessed them, Lord God. We will come back and we will thank you, Lord, for blessing us in such a way, God. We love you. We thank you. We honor you. It is in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that we do pray and say amen. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Tia Pugh. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Tia Pugh Talks, the podcast. Connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at Tia Pugh Talks, Tia Pugh Talks, Tia Pugh Talks. For booking, apparel, or to sew into the podcast, visit TiaPughTalks.com. Also, I can't forget to thank our friends at Abella Eyewear for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. Be sure to check them out at AbellaEyewear.com. Use Tia Pugh Talks to get 30% off your entire order. Okay? Be sure to use Tia Pugh Talks as your coupon code to get that discount. If you have any questions, email us info@tiapughtalks.com. Let me leave this with you. Stay positive and happy. Work hard and don't give up hope. Be open to criticism and keep learning. Surround yourself with happy, warm, and genuine people. And that's from our girl, Tina Desai. Okay, I love y'all so very much. Thank you for tuning in once again. I appreciate you so very much. Make sure you share the podcast with a friend. And until next time, I love you. Peace.